Welcome to Community Connection. I'm Steve Bolt in studio with two delightful people who've got something very important to talk about today. We're welcoming Pedro Chavez and Jackie Rogers with Big Brothers and Sisters. Welcome, guys. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to start with you, Pedro. Give us just a real thumbnail overview of who you are, what Big Brothers and Sisters is, and what you do.
Sure. My name is Pedro Chavez, and I'm the Director of Education and Public Affairs for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. We are the largest and most impactful mentoring organization for youth at risk in our communities in about 15 cities around Ventura County and the outlying areas.
So you primarily deal with youth that are at risk.
Correct.
Identify at risk. What does that mean?
There are several factors to identify youth that are at risk. One of those factors happens to be they come from a single family home.
Yeah.
A single parent, for instance. They might just have a father or a mother. We're able to provide a big brother or big sister to be a stable force. Another at-risk factor could be that they have a parent that's incarcerated, so they might be living with their grandparents or grandma or grandfather or another relative. They might be a foster youth, so they might be in the foster care system, either at a group home or at our local Casa Pacifica, for instance, in a group setting. And so they also come from, diverse communities with economic challenges within their households. So they might not have a parent that's very active with their child. And so we were able to provide them with a big brother or big sister to be a mentor to them.
And with these economic times, there's a lot of economic challenges in the homes, aren't
there? Definitely.
Yes. All right. Jackie Rogers, Ventura Programs Manager. What is that all about? What do you do?
Well, we are very excited to now promote a new program right in Ventura, which is the first time we've had this type of program in Ventura. We have two different locations for this program, so it's what we call a site-based program.
Okay.
We'll be collaborating with the Ventura Family YMCA, which is off of Telegraph Road, as well as Montalvo Elementary School off of Victoria and Moon down by the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll be doing at these two locations is working with children from the ages of 9 to about 12 years old, pairing these children with a specific mentor, and the mentor would be committing once a week or so to attend either one of the locations for 1 to 2 hours to work with the specific child they're paired with.
Mentoring. Some people don't really understand what mentoring is, and I know both of you are mentors to young people.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what that has done for you internally and psychologically and emotionally, Jackie. It's a good thing to be a mentor, right?
It is a wonderful thing to be a mentor. I think what comes to mind first is the warm, fuzzy feeling, if you will.
Right.
A little cliche,
right,
but still nonetheless very impactful and powerful that you get working with a child and seeing how that child really looks up to you and is excited to see you on a weekly basis, that you go and pick up that child or attend a site like I was talking about in Ventura at the YMCA or Montalvo Elementary School, and the changes positively that you see through working with a child. I have been working with my mentee for about 2 years now. And she is now, we've had a couple birthdays together, and she's now 14, going on 15.
No, she's going on 25.
You know what? With the family that she comes from, absolutely. Yeah. She has five other siblings.
Wow.
She does a lot of the housework. Yeah. Her family is, of course, a little bit on the dysfunctional side. So she is a wonderful, amazing girl, and it's been wonderful to see her grow over the past 2 years. And I hope to dance at her wedding and be there at her college graduation.
That is so
amazing.
Heartwarming. If you didn't get blessed by that, you're dead. You know, just roll over and stick a flower in your hand. Pedro, what drew you to this wonderful organization? There's a passion in your heart and in your life for the Big Brothers and Sisters. What drew you to it?
Well, like Jackie, I've been a big brother for 2 years as well. And I have been fortunate to have a child in my life, a teenage child, a 13-year-old young man. I've seen how much he's grown. And I personally have gone through a spiritual change being a big brother because, I didn't grow up with a father.
Okay.
And so my mom did the best she could, and she provided everything that I needed to have growing up. But you know, I didn't have a father figure in my life, and so I was very involved with organizations like Boy Scouts and other organizations that provide a service to our young people. And so growing up into in my age now, you know, my 30s, 35.
Oh, you're
so
real old now, yeah.
I really feel like, felt like it was a calling for me,
yes.
A spiritual calling, yes, to yes, be, yes. Give back to a young man, something that I didn't have when I was a child. So it's very fulfilling as a person and in my life to have, be that role model for him and guide him in the right direction.
I want to give your website, and I want to encourage our listening friends to go to the website and check out all of the things that Big Brothers and Sisters of Ventura County are involved with. www.bbsvc. Now, you just guess what that stands for. bbsvc.org. You didn't write it down, so you won't remember it, so get your pen, write it down. bbsvc.org. And if you need to talk to someone and you'd like to know a little more about it and you're not web-equipped, you can always call them at 805-484-2282. Now write that down or you won't remember that either. 805-484-2282. Now, Big Brothers and Sisters is focused on what you're able to achieve and why it matters. And I was intrigued with the data that has been compiled that shows that it's working. It's working. Pedro, why don't you give us a little overview of that first?
Let me share with your listeners just the value of mentoring and how we're able to have outcomes and results that really tell a story about how impactful our programs are.
Yes.
We recently released data demonstrating that having a big brother or a big sister and through a mentoring process that we can increase student outcomes, which means 82.8% of youth that we have in our programs felt they were more confident and able to see that graduation was a possibility. And in our community, 17% of kids do not graduate from high school, so we're really impacting their abilities to think long-term and have the self-esteem needed.
Sure. I want you to say that one more time, because when you said that number, 17%,
sure,
do not graduate from high school, and that automatically will limit them in their ability to earn a living,
that's
their
right,
ability to obtain a good job. Many of them probably go on and get a GED, but it's better to stay in school. Wax eloquent on that for a little,
sure,
bit for our listeners who don't really understand that.
17%, and the national average is actually 25%.
Yes.
But here locally in our community, it's about 17% of students do not graduate from high school, and that's about 500 to 600 students a year. So
wow.
In June, in a few months, there's going to be about 500 or 600 young people that are not going to have the preparation they need to succeed, like you mentioned, and getting that job that might lead to a stable income, that might lead to the health benefits and health insurance that one needs to provide for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, having a mentor is able to have someone that's going to guide them to ensure that they understand the value and importance of high school education, not to mention the fact that high school education isn't enough now in today's economy.
That's right.
And so we need to compete with the world, and we want our children here in the U.S. to be accessing higher education and going on to getting, you know, their undergraduate and graduate degrees. And so,
and many of them are more gifted in areas of plumbing,
right,
carpentry,
sure,
all of the fields in the building business, which isn't doing real well right now, but it will come around again. And those who are more skilled with their hands and doing those kinds of things can make a very good living by getting additional education. But isn't it important to finish the high school diploma?
Definitely. I mean, high school education it gives you the foundation for you to be able to develop in other areas, whether you're going to be a plumber or you're going to be a banker, for instance, or you're going to be a pastor, or you're going to be a community leader or a community volunteer. Whatever industry or profession you want to go into, having that strong foundation which provides you with the essentials of life is critical.
Right. Jackie, the self-image of young people is so important, and your organization has really helped improve the social acceptance in the lives of these young people. Talk about that for a moment.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think it goes hand in hand with education.
Yes.
I think that with a mentor, these children who typically have negative influences in their life, whether it be from their parents' friends, from their parents themselves maybe, from siblings that are older that have gone the wrong paths. Right. And they see gangs, they see drugs, they see alcohol abuse, and they don't know any better. They don't know any different. So I've seen, even personally, in my own personal experience as a mentor, coming into a child's life and saying, you know what, there's a different way. There's a better way. Mm-hmm. There's a way that you can get out of this situation, go to college, for example, get a job, have your own money so you can support yourself, be the person who you want to be a change yourself when you become older. And I think that is so, so powerful. And it definitely goes hand in hand with education. And I think that it will eventually, you know, pay it forward, if you will. That person will themselves become a mentor, either with our programs or maybe just indirectly through their own lives, even with their own siblings. Like I said, my little sister in the program has five siblings, most of them younger. She's one of the oldest in the family. So we've even talked when we're together about how she can make a positive difference and help her siblings grow up to be people that want to go to college and get jobs and be positive influences in the community.
Pedro, there's a lot of risky behavior that takes place in the lives of young people. I like to say they don't know what they don't know, and they are learning from the wrong mentors and the wrong examples in school and on street corners and in gangs. Talk for a moment about how the mentoring process changes their attitude towards risky behavior.
Well, I think, like Jackie mentioned, you know, risky behavior is, they see it all in their family. It starts at home. And so they see that their father is abusing alcohol or drugs, or that leads to a situation where you have domestic violence. And so by having a positive force in their life, that helps improve their outlook in life. And you know, big brothers and big sisters across our community are providing that change one child at a time. And so exposing them to their own family, where the situation might be a lot different, incorporating them into their family so they can see that, oh, we have dinner together at the table and we talk about how the day went.
Yeah, we actually talk to
each other. We talk to each other, right? That's huge. Just having someone to see that there's a different way of living and a different way of being, that sends a clear message in the child's mind that, oh, there's a whole different experience out there that I could be enjoying. And so they want to expect to bring that to their household. So like Jackie mentioned as well, they want to be that role model to their siblings. And many of these kids and these families have multiple children. And that's just the reality of the situation. And so if we're mentoring one child, that mentoring opportunity and that mentoring empowerment can lead to the other child. And that can, you know, the children can start creating an example for their parents.
Right. Jackie, you talked earlier about how good it made you feel to be able to mentor the young lady that you're working with. It's important that you start mentoring at junior high or before, but at least at junior high, so they can improve their grades in school, because someone needs to know how they're doing and encourage them and tell them, you're smarter than you think you are. People, sometimes parents, without meaning to, or they're just ignorant, put their children down. And, you know, you're no good. You're never going to be any good. Your Uncle Bill was no good. Your father's no good. And pretty soon they begin believing that. Talk about that for a moment, how important it is to help young people improve their grades in school.
Yes, absolutely. And I think going along with that, it's so important to make them aware that it matters.
Yeah.
I found so many kids by working with youth don't even know that it matters. Their parents didn't go to college, or maybe they didn't even graduate. In this county, especially when you're getting into the Santa Paula, even here in Oxnard areas, a lot are migrants from Mexico.
Yes.
So maybe they didn't even go to high school themselves. They don't know the importance. I know personally, going back to my experience with my mentee, she had no idea that grades mattered. And we've talked a lot about that over the years, to the point now where she will be entering high school in the fall. And we've even talked about the steps that need to be taken, taking community college courses, for example, in high school. She had no idea you could even do that. So I think just even educating them that this is a possibility. And like you said earlier, going back to their confidence level, how maybe they get put down, or maybe they don't even not necessarily get put down, but they don't hear anything positive about themselves. So in not hearing anything positive about who they are, they automatically assume they're not any good at anything.
Wow. You know, what we see in our culture and what television reveals and what the movies reveal and what they see on the street corner in the gangs, that skews their thinking so that they really don't understand what's ahead in life. And many of them don't even plan to live very long. And that's a tragedy because their life is out in front of them like an untouched legacy. What are you going to do with it? And as mentors, you see those remarkable changes take place in the lives of the young men and the young women that you are mentoring and encouraging. In church language, we call it, you're such a blessing to them. And a blessing is the right kind of word because it changes lives. Every life is worthwhile, and every life deserves an opportunity, especially here in Ventura County where we live. It's a beautiful place to live. The weather today, look, it's great. Now, maybe when this airs, it'll be raining, but that's good too. The farmers need the rain. The crops need the rain. But we live in a wonderful area geographically. But so many times the opportunities for the young people because of their situations, the dysfunctionality of their homes, as you've talked about, there is no such thing as normal. There's a thing called functional, and we'd sure like them to get to be functional. Pedro, what has it done in your life to see the young man that you are mentoring become more and more and more functional and going on to maybe even go to college and or prepare for a good career?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I first started being a mentor, my big thing was to support his education, to ensure he understood the value of an education.
Yes.
And last year, he had all Fs except for 1A. And that 1A was in a class called Directed Studies, where you're supposed to do your homework or your classwork in that class. So
okay.
You know, as a big brother, it's kind of weird that you'd get all Fs except for the class that's supposed to help you with your other classes, right?
Wow.
And so the first thing I did was to be an advocate, to listen to what, you know, ask the questions. And that's something that, you know, many of our young people don't have someone in their lives asking them, what's going on here? Why did you get all these Fs? Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have that interaction. And so mm-hmm. my goal was to listen to what his thoughts were and then be an advocate for him. And so I've been an advocate for him at school. And this year I just got his new report card, and he's actually, you know, he's not all A's, but he passed all his classes. He got A's, B's, and C's, and a D here, and he got two F's. But, you know,
it's improving.
It's improving, right? And I only have, you know, another 2 or 3 years left with him in terms of being a big. And so, you know, we made a lot of progress in 1 year, and we're going to continue making that progress. And I've seen a change from him. He was never somebody that was about sharing, or he was very, like, if you pat him on the back, he'd twitch.
Yeah.
So he was a very neglected child.
Yes.
And so, you know, having some support network for him now, where we're asking him the questions, how are you doing today? Good morning. Things as simple as waking up in the morning and saying, good morning, Arlen, how's it going today? Yeah. All right, those are things that, you know, this child didn't experience at home.
We are speaking with Pedro Chavez and Jackie Rogers, who are with the Big Brothers and Sisters organization. Now, have you got your pen yet? If you don't, you just go get it, because you're going to want to write down this website, www.bbsvc.org. bbsvc.org, and their phone number is 805-484-2282. One important question. Do you need additional volunteers to be mentors?
Yes.
Duh.
Yes.
And actually, this is really a call to action because, you know, we have to think about what kind of future do we want for our community. And it starts with our kids. They're our most precious resource. And at the end of the day, our role is to get more community members from all walks of life to become a mentor and make that change in the life of a child. And so we really have a call to action to ask for volunteers to take the opportunity and become a mentor. They can be part of our site-based mentoring programs with Jackie and Ventura or some of our other locations. Maybe they want something more challenging. Maybe they want to be a mentor to a foster youth. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to be a community-based mentor, which is you get a mentee and you get to work with him on your own schedule, right? Okay. So there's a lot of opportunities. And Jackie, you want to share any additional opportunities you think that we could get volunteers for?
Well, I think it's important to people listening. They hear that we are saying we need volunteers, but maybe they don't understand the gravity of how many children are waiting for a volunteer.
Yes,
and just so people are aware, we have over 100 children on our wait list currently, and we very consistently do have that number on our wait list. 100 kids that have gone through the process of interviewing with us, that are excited about the prospect of having a volunteer, someone that cares about them, someone to be a friend to them, to come and just spend time with them, like Pedro was saying with his little brother.
What's the skill base? I'd like to be a mentor, but I'm not really equipped. Yes, they are. They need to know a few things.
Absolutely.
What do they need to be, or what skills do they need, or do they just need to be available and have a pulse?
Well, of course, a pulse always helps. But when I talk about mentoring programs, I talk about being a friend.
Okay.
And I think everyone can relate to being a friend and having a friend.
Okay.
And I think also everyone can relate to the difference that friends make in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at some point in time, we can all remember a time where friends were scarce. Mm-hmm. And how we really wished we had someone to talk to at that time, at that struggle. And that's what these kids need. They need someone to listen.
Right.
And I think we can all be a listening ear.
That's right. I want to give your phone number, so if there are people who are interested in becoming mentors, is the best thing to call the number 805-484-2282 and get the information, or can they get it all on your website?
They can do both.
They can do both. We encourage folks. We love to hear from people. And so if you're interested in learning more about how to be a mentor, what it takes, the time commitment, the application process, any of those questions, we love to talk to you over the phone, or you can visit our website just to get a glimpse of what we're all about.
Okay, I'm going to give the website and the phone number, and then we're going to talk about a very exciting event. All right, www.bbsvc.org, bbsvc.org, and the phone number 805-484-2282. Now, there are 100 young people waiting for adults to love on them. To listen to them, to be a friend. And if you can do that, you need to call the number and use some of that time. You know, if you're all wrapped up in yourself, you're a pretty small package. So you need to get out of that. You need to get out of that and help and encourage some young people who live right here in Ventura County. All right, Pedro, tell us about this exciting event that's coming up.
So currently, Big Brothers Big Sisters serves over 900 children and youth by providing them a nurturing and caring mentor. And, we have what's called match support, which means we don't just find the volunteers and say, here's the child that you're matched with. We want to make sure that we understand the needs of the child, that there's child safety issues that we want to make sure that are addressed. And so it takes about $1,200 a year to support one match. And so obviously that's going to take resources from us and the community to invest in our mentoring program. So we have a great event called Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Say it again.
It's called Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Okay.
It's a wonderful opportunity for everyone from all walks of life to be part of the mentoring movement in our community and be part of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
When is it and where is it?
There's two events. There's actually Saturday, March 10th at the Harley Camarillo Bowl, and then Saturday, March 24th at the Harley Simi Bowl. And what it is basically is you help us raise some dollars, and then you come on these days to celebrate with us what's been raised.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can start by visiting the Bowl for Kids site website. There's a direct link on our website, but also I'm going to give out the direct link
to
the website for Bowl for Kids Sake. That website is bfks.bbsvc.org. And so you can register a team, you can register a church, you can register your company, you can register your school group. You get six players to help us raise $100 each, and then they bring those resources on that day of the event. They get free food, a free T-shirt, great prizes from over 50 different businesses in the community. So there's just a wonderful day for us to come together as a community and celebrate the success of all these 600 individuals or so that have invested in mentoring.
All right, I want to give the information one more time. Those bowling times, Saturday, March 10th at Harley's Camarillo Bowl at 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m., noon, and 1:30. So there's lots of opportunity. And also Saturday, March 24th at Harley's Simi Bowl at noon and at 1:30 p.m. If you're interested in becoming a mentor to a young person, go to the website www.bbsvc.org or call 805-484-2282. Now, if there's anything else that we need to know about big brothers and sisters, please tell us about that, guys.
Well, I will start by saying thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come on your show and to really talk to the faith community about the value of mentoring and improving the life of a child. So thank you so much for the listeners and for the station for allowing us to share a little bit about what we're doing to improve the community.
Jackie, in your work and in these site locations, you're going to see a lot of positive results.
A lot of positive results. And I also wanted to mention, for these different site locations that we now have in Ventura, it is a great way for college students to also give back to the community if they're looking to do something like that, and also to enhance and build their resume. Because this looks wonderful for scholarship applications, if they're planning on transferring to a different university, or just if they're looking for employment opportunity and need something to build on their resume, it looks wonderful for that. So anyone out there that might be thinking that this would be a good opportunity for them in college, that would be great as well. Like I said, it is at the Ventura Family YMCA off of Telegraph Road, which incidentally is very close to Ventura College, as well as Montalvo Elementary School off of Victoria and Moon by the freeway.
If you're a college student or getting ready to be a college student, or you're an adult student, take time out of your life. Become a big brother, a big sister to some of the 100 young people who are waiting for someone to listen to them, to encourage them, to bless their lives and touch their lives. It'll last a lifetime. It will last a lifetime. I'm going to give the phone number and the website one more time, and then we got to run. www.bbsvc.org, and the phone number 805-484-2282. See you next time on Community Connection.